Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise this morning. Again, we are glad to have Brother Howard in the house with us this morning. We want him to come and just have his liberty. As he comes, we pray that you would just extend your hands towards him, pray for him, pray for his family, pray for his church in Austin. Pray that you would just, God would have his way in the service this morning. Here you go, brother.
Shall we all stand together, visitors and saints alike? We greet you in the name of Jesus. In the absence of our bishop and pastor, Brother Sutton and his wife, they are not here this morning. If you are a visitor here, the pastor of our church is at an anniversary service, and we do want you to meet our great pastor. He will be back tonight, and looking forward to the service tonight. Now, I definitely have felt two or three directions for the service tonight. I almost thought we were about to get there, but let's just say it this way. In the years that I've been coming, I've never felt like the service that we may have tonight, and we've had some wild services, haven't we? I noticed that the baptistry door was locked this morning. Now, if you don't know what that means, don't worry about it. But I got a feeling. I got a feeling. I said I got a feeling. Something is about to break loose. Lean to your neighbor, say, get loose. Tell the other person behind you or in front of you, don't stop the flow on my road. Because when I want to let it go, I need the flow. I don't have time to go slow. So move over, Joe. I feel like getting in the aisle and clapping. I feel like getting in the aisle and dancing. I feel like letting the devil know I'm not the tail, I'm the head now. I'm preaching this morning from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter number 11. Now, I'm preaching this morning from a concept. I'm preaching this morning. Thank you. I drink Diet Coke, though. If I was known I was getting that, I'd order a cheeseburger and french fries, too. I'm preaching from a concept this morning. I have never preached this message before in my life. So you're getting it firsthand, which lets me to know two things. Either I'm going to preach this message and it's going to be good and I'm going to preach it again. Or I'm going to preach it one time and you better get it because God's given it to you. God never preaches a bad message. So I'm telling you, this could be your message today. This could be your message today. And let me say to the visitors that are here, you better seize the opportunity right now. You've heard about Jesus. You've heard about church. You've known all about it. You're not a kid anymore. It's time to put away childish things and get your life together. Hello? You're not back in high school and you're not listening to rock and roll, still trying to impress the chicks. You're in your 30s and 40s and you ain't got much time to live. So you better do something with it because what you got is going to leave you real quick. Your get up and go is going to get up and gone. So whatever you're going to do, visitor, do it today. Are we going to hear the sad story again? Where's that person? Oh, they're still doing the same funky thing that they've been doing for years and years and years. So I'm reaching for some visitors today, and all I need is some saints to help me reach. I knew I'd get that Diet Coke right here. Look at there. My God, I should ask for $1 million. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I feel faith on me today. I feel like somebody could really get something from God today. Espíritu Santo, hallelujah. Gloria a Dios. Avivamiento, Jesús Cristo. Do I have some help on the Spanish side today? 2 Samuel chapter 11. Verse number 1. And it came to pass. Everyone said, it came to pass. In other words, what was about to happen and was going to happen, it happened. Do you got that right now? Before I go any further. It was planning to happen. It was going to happen. And guess what? It happened. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when the kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all of Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. And it came to pass second time. And it came to pass at evening tide. Does everybody know that we're living at evening time? We're very close to the coming of the Lord. That David rose from off his bed and walked up on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. David sent and inquired. Everyone said, sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers. David sent messengers. Verse number 6. David sent to Joab, saying, send me Uriah the Hittite. And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah was come unto him, David demanded of how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war prospered. Verse number 14. And it came to pass third time, in the morning, David wrote a letter. Everyone say, David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter, saying, set ye Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him, that he may be smitten and die. And it came to pass fourth time. Everyone say the fourth time. And when Joab observed the city, he assigned Uriah onto a place where he knew that the valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab. And there fell some of the people of the servants of David, and Uriah the Hittite died. Then Joab sent and told David all the things concerning the war, and charged the messenger, saying, when thou hast made an end of telling this matter of the king of the war unto the king, and so forth and so on. Four times there is this setting, and it came to pass. If I know anything about the scriptures, when it says it one time, I ponder it. When it says it two times, I take notice, because it's real, real. When it says it three times, I know that it means exactly what it said. And when I got a fourth witness, honey, it's going to come to pass. I don't know how many times that the word of God has gone forth to this church. Yea, one time, yea, two, yea, three, and possibly maybe four. But I'm here as a messenger of God today. Amen. It's gonna come to pass. Now, whether you like it or not, or whether you want to be involved in it or not, amen, it makes no difference to me. I'm just a messenger today, and I know that somebody is going to get something from God, and it shall come to pass. Turn around to your neighbor and say, tell them, I'm going to get something from God today. Tell somebody, the messenger's preaching to me today. So get out of my way. He's preaching for me today. Get out of my way. I gotta get it before I leave. Say, I gotta get it before I leave. Say, I gotta get it before I leave. I can't go another day. I can't go another day. I gotta get it today. I gotta get it today. I gotta get it today. Now raise your hands in the air and say, God, give it to me through the preaching. Pray that prayer. Give it to me through the preaching. Give it to me through the preaching. And as you're being seated, clap your hands like you want me to preach. Clap your hands like you want to hear from God. Clap your hands like you want to hear from God and see a miracle. Clap your hands. Wow. Somebody say it's going to happen. Somebody say it's going to happen. You may be seated. It's amazing what a little prayer will do. I said it's amazing what a little prayer will do. You put some prayer on it, amen, you can stand on it. You put some prayer on it, you know you can take it to the bank of heaven. You put some prayer on it, honey, it's signed, sealed, delivered, he's yours. It ain't gonna be like Elvis. It's coming back. When you send that letter to Jesus, he's gonna open it up. He's gonna say, sign, sealed, and now, angel, deliver it back. I'm answering that prayer. Some of you don't believe in your prayer. I said, when you pray it, you're gonna get it. It may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Did not the word say, my word shall not come back void, but it will go forth and accomplish that which I say? Did not Jesus say, if my words abide in you and you abide in me, whatsoever thou shalt ask, it shall be done. I'm preaching to somebody. If you get that word in your prayer and start praying it, saying, God, you said it, and I believe it. You said it, and it's not coming back void. I wish I had somebody help me preach today. If there's one thing I know, the word of God is sharper and powerful than any two-edged sword. I'm preaching to sinners today. You can't hide. You can't run. The Holy Ghost is going to get you today. I feel bold in my Holy Ghost today. Push somebody next to you and say, I feel bold in my Holy Ghost. Some of you wives have been waiting to do that legally. You may be seated. I know without a shadow of a doubt, I am not doing the protocol of the preacher. You know how we do. And the Lord said, I'm not here with calisthenics, charisma, personality, or whatever you want to call it, a pulpiteering. I feel such a boldness in the Holy Ghost. We could stand in front of a legions of enemies and devils, and somebody is going to speak a word of faith, and they're going to fall down. The shackles are going to fall down. Every doubt and unbelieving spirit. One of the things that demons and devils want to do is steal your faith, discourage you, get you tripped up and tripping in your head, get you thinking, amen, one thing, and then go in there and tell you mixed up, confused, and all jacked up. But I'm here to tell you, I take authority in the house of God with the saints over the powers of confusion and unbelief, and say, shut your mouth, give room for God now. Somebody is coming out. Somebody is coming out. I take authority right now in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Word of God. Not by might, nor by power, but by His Spirit. All flesh will bow. All flesh will submit. Break it, God, in Jesus' name. Someone clap their hands to the Lord now. Clap your hands like the devil's right between your hands. Clap your hands like that's the devil that's been giving you all that trouble. And you're saying, I'm going to pulverize you right now. Now throw it on the ground and shout on it. Throw it at that sucker. Shout on that thing. Shout on that sickness. Shout on that trouble. Shout on despair. Shout on unbelief. You may be seated. 2 Samuel, chapter number 11. I'm going to preach it. If you catch it, best thing you could do when the preacher's preaching is go like that. That's mine right there. I know sometimes you want, whoa, let it hit that guy. But let me tell you, if you catch it and you bring it in, amen, something's going to happen right there. Hey, look, don't come to church cruising. Oh, yeah, You better get that seat right up there and say, what is God trying to tell me? What is God trying to say to me? I got to hear. You may have to run for it, but you got to catch it. You may have to do a little stuff, but you got to catch it today. And I'll know when you caught it, because you'll do the funky chicken in the goalpost. I got it. I got it. Well, we're going to have a time tonight. If you stay home tonight, you done missed a party. Because ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. I go say it again. Ain't nobody like the Holy Ghost. One more time. Tell your neighbor, you gonna be here with me tonight? Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. And some of you need to learn some Spanish today. Some of you need to learn some Spanish today. You know what you need to tell your problem? Hasta la vista, baby. You need to tell the devil, hasta la vista. No more doubt. No more pouting. I'm going to shouting. 2 Samuel, chapter number 11. A concept here with a very human illustration. We find that David has now become king. Saul is dead. Now he has come to a place of revival. The Ark of the Covenant has come back. The power of God is in Israel. We find that the scripture opens up, and it came to pass. But notice the setting. Joab and the warriors went out to battle against the Amorites. There they slaughtered them, destroyed them. Can I give you some words of success? If you're ever going to make it serving God, you're going to have to kill every enemy in your life. Every demon that haunts your mind, every foul spirit that tugs on your coat, everything that gets in your brain, you're going to have to do some destroying and saying, by the grace of God, I'm going to overcome this problem. If it's drugs, you got to kick it in Jesus' name. If it's alcohol, you can do it in Jesus' name. Number one, and it shall come to pass that you can be victorious. Some of you that are not serving God right at the moment, but you've been invited to come to a church service. One of the reasons that you are here is because you are trying to find that one niche in life that is going to help you move from point A to point B, because you've been stuck in that same situation because of what's ever happened, a bad relationship, a bad upbringing, the drugs, the alcohol, the immorality, and you're trying to figure out, my days are getting shorter and I don't have much time. Come on, saints, help me preach to the visitors here. This is your day. This is your moment. This is your very hour. I've watched you in the service. You've liked the music, and you like what you see. And in your heart, you have said, I wish that was me. I'm telling you, Jesus is here to set you free. You may be seated. But David tarried at Jerusalem. We know the story of David and Bathsheba. Whether you are a sinner or a saint, they wrote poems about it. They've made movies about it. Rock stars sing about it. The story of David and Bathsheba is not foreign to any one of us. We know how David went on the rooftop. Now that wasn't the problem. I feel like we need to go to the rooftop. Rooftop is symbolizing a place of exaltation. A place where you can see
and look down at the problem, down at the situation. Honey, today, when you walk out that door, you can either look down at your problem, or you can still be looking up to your problem. But look up for your redemption. Draw nigh. You never find God looking down. You never find God in the mully grubs. Everything in God is looking up. Some of you have come into the building today down, discouraged. Down is always that way. That's why it said that they went down to Jericho. Even though Jericho was up from Jerusalem, possibly in other areas, things that go down, amen, have a spiral effect. But if you keep looking up, amen, there's something good about to come. For all things, good things come from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. Hey, something good is going to happen for somebody today. I'm still back on last night. Tell me something good. Turn to your neighbor and ask him, amen. Tell me something good. I'm tired of hearing about bad. I'm tired of hearing about negative. I'm tired of looking around and just seeing all the bad things in life. Get your eyes up. Get your eyes on Jesus. It's when David looked down. Hello. It's when David looked down from his roof. Now, if the roof was in the same plateau, he would not be able to see. If the roof was higher, he would not be able to see. But it just so happened that he was looking down. It was the concept of looking that I'm preaching about today. It was the concept, precept of his perception of what he saw. What was the problem? It was not where he was. It was not where he was standing. It was not his position. It's where all of a sudden he was looking and his perception. I'm preaching to people today that your perception is out of whack. Your concept is out of whack. What you see is not really what you want. I don't believe it is that you wake up in the morning and you say, I'm looking forward to a bad day. I don't think you wake up from that sleeping bag or that little tiny bed and you get up and say, come on, I'm ready for a brand new bad day. Good morning, poverty. I'm your friend again today. Good morning, ugliness. I better be careful. I could go a lot of places with ugliness right now. I don't believe it is that you wake up in the morning and you say to yourself, I'm ready for another day of despair. I'm ready for another day of depression. It's always been this way and it's always going to be this way. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody today. I'm preaching to folks that sometimes they don't even want to get up. They don't want to face the day because they know that as soon as you get up, they're going to lock on you a ball and chain and you're going to be dragging that thing all day long. I'm talking about your perception of where you stand. David stood on the top looking down. And as long as he was looking down, he was going to pursue that which he saw. Are you with me now? You see, as long as he was looking up, he was pursuing the things that was up. But as long as he started looking down, he started pursuing the thing that was down. I am preaching to people right now that your concept and precept has not been in a position of right direction. And as long as you, oh, I feel good right now. And as long as you keep pursuing that which you have perception of, you're going to go down, 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 down. But I'm preaching to you today, stop right where you are, turn and start going up, up. Stay with me now. From being on the housetop, being up, his perception started going down because he got his eyes off the up and got his eyes on the down. I'm coming. I'm just wondering if you're coming with me. You may be seated if you want. And it came to pass again. It came to pass that everything was fine. First one. Came to pass, he was on the mountain. It came to pass that he sent for Uriah. Uriah was Bathsheba's husband. I want to talk about Uriah for just a minute. Uriah, in the heat of a battle, doing what he knows he needs to do. Here he is, called out of a situation, brought back home. And David says, go to your wife. Uriah said, no, I got to stay and keep my eyes on what I'm supposed to be doing. David said, no, no, no. You need to look down. You need to look at the situation. He said, I'd like to, but I got my eyes on my integrity. How can I look down when my brethren are out there dying? It's not where I want to go yet. And it came to pass, third time, that David wrote a letter and said, Joab, don't ask no questions. Just do what I'm telling you to do. Put this boy in the front of the battle where it's so hot and so furious. And Joab, I guess you get the picture. Uriah, take this letter and you take it to Joab. All right, come here now, son. I love you, boy. Everything's going to be all right. You can trust me. Run around about three times. And Uriah took off. Uriah went to running back to where he needed to go. Some of you need to run back where you know you need to go. Some of you need to get back when you were looking up. Some of you need to run to the place where you know it's going to be all right. Some of you were raised in church, but you've been running the wrong way. It's time for you to turn around. Get yourself in this altar today. And Joab grabbed the letter. Did you make David mad? Uriah, I love you, man. And you can trust me. Now I want you to go down over by that wall. Because right on the other side of that wall, this is, if we make it through this wall, we got the victory. Can I tell some of you something? If you'll make it through today, you'll have the victory. But it's all according to the way you see it. Go stand on that wall and just start beating on it. No. Yeah, the wall. Yeah, there you go. Can you hear it? And that's how your brain is. It's always in a jitter. It's always going. Ding. Ding. That's why some of you always have to have music on, because you can't listen to your own brain because you're afraid of what you'll hear. Oh, I got to have music on all the time. How many does what I'm talking about? I always got to have something on. I always got to have something. Because if you stop long enough, you'll start to hear it. And your brain will start. No. I don't want to be that way. I don't want to do that which I see. Oh, my God, how could I think that way? Oh, my. Turn the music on. Oh, yeah. What's that gospel radio station? Huh? What's that? 105.5. I'm staying alive with 105.5. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the devil's after me. Oh, radio set me free. I got to watch something. I got to hear something because I'm afraid. You know what, some of you, amen, you're afraid to stop there, amen, and face your enemy and say, wait a minute, I'm not that way. You may be bombarding my brain, but I'm not going to look down. Either you're in control from here up or here down. First John 2 says, I write unto you. One time. Let me read it to you. He said, I write. Are you still with me here today? I feel like something's going to happen for somebody. I'm trying to help you. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Can I have an amen? I write unto your fathers because you have known him. That's from the beginning. Second time. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. Third time. I write unto you, little children, because you've known the Father. Fourth time. I write unto your fathers because you've known him from the beginning. Fifth time, I write unto you, young men, because you are strong. Hallelujah. For greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. The only way you're going to overcome is when you're standing up. Don't look down. Don't look down. It's all your concept. John said, I write unto you. I want to remind you. Keep beating that wall, son. Because you're about to die. You better start begging over there now. Because about 15 guys are going to dogpile you. Get ready, guys. What? Don't go. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. The battle's getting hotter. The battle's getting fierce. Your mind's getting all mad, and you can't keep your mind straight. Am I talking to anybody today? Uriah, he started out just, hey, what's up, everybody? I'm serving God. Shabbat, hallelujah, Shabbat, praise the Lord. And then the devil starts, oh, God, speed it up for me. Oh, my God, there's my memory going again. Oh, God, I don't want to be that way. Oh, God, keep your mind on Jesus. Let's have church. Keep your mind on Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, come on, come on, come on. You play bongos? Or you're going to start. Come here, Uriah. Poor Uriah. He had no idea what was going on. Can I tell some of you something? You have no idea what's going on in your life. You're just living. Just existing. Day up, day on. You're like the donkey. And Winnie the Pooh. Eeyore. Oh, well. It's just another day. It looks like snow. Oh, well. I don't own an umbrella. Oh, well. I ain't got no money. That's all right. I guess this is the way it's going to be. And then all of a sudden, here comes Tigger. The wonderful thing about Tiggers, our Tiggers are wonderful things. Their bodies are made out of rubber. They're made out of this thing. They bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. The wonderful thing about Tiggers is he's the only one. Oh, look at those Christians. They're having fun. I wish I could be like that. But I guess it's all the way that you're looking at it. I wish I could be married to him. Oh, no, you don't. Ask her. Put your ear to the door when the garage isn't clean and the garbage ain't taken out. You no good Holy Ghost filled nut. That's Pentecostal cursing right there. Poor Uriah. You know, anybody know what Uriah's problem was? You want to know why he got killed? Anybody know? There's going to be a pop quiz. What's that? Huh? He was looking up. No, why did he get killed? Huh? Wasn't thinking for himself. Looking down, dedicated. He never read the letter. The man had his death sentence in his head, and he never Never took time to open it up and read it.
Hey.
In his own hands, he could have saved himself. But he never opened it up to read it. I'm afraid that some of you are in your condition because you never opened it up to read it. I got a Bible, but I never read it. I got a Bible, but it keeps stacked on my CDs down. I got a Bible. Let me tell you, if my words abide in you and you abide in me, whatever you ask, honey, it shall come to pass. The letter was wrote. Thank you. You better read it. You might be dying today. It was right there in his hand all the time. Hold it. He ran around 3 times. I should have stuck a $100 bill in there and charged Brother Sutton for it, but I should have put it up. I should have. Matter of fact, I'm going to preach this again and do that at my home church. I'm going to put a $100 bet. Run around. It's yours. Here's this letter. They're going to run around. And then I'm going to open up because, oh, man, I should open. That's right. It was right there. Can I talk to some of you good people that never get what you want? I can understand the Eeyores of life. But I'm telling you, you don't have to be a donkey the rest of your life. You can be stubborn if you want to. But even a donkey can be led, and Jesus can get on its back. But Uriah, his concept about this whole situation was out of whack. Now, I don't know about you, but if the king would have gave me a letter, no problem, king. You can trust me. Smiling faces sometimes. I take care of it, king. Ain't no problem. What? My God. This ain't happening to this boy right here. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going down the Greyhound. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I can't hop on the bus, Gus. Don't need to discuss much. I mean, I'm taking care of business. I'm talking about the Soul Train, baby. Get on aboard. I'm out of here. Hasta la vista, baby. Amen. You got to read the letter. I said you got to read the letter. You got to read the word. You got to read what God said. Because if you read what God said, it shall come to pass. The reason some of you are dying, because you're not reading what he said. Shall we stand? It's all about the way that you see it. It's all about the way that you want it. David's seen it. David desired it. David wanted it.
One, two, three. It's easy as ABC. And once he seen it, he desired it, and he wanted it, he pursued it. And he got it. I gotcha! And once he got it, it was his. And he would do anything in his power to keep it. I ain't going to tell off on nobody today, but I've been coming to this church now something like 50 years. And some of you have heard it preached again and again and again and again. But you never pursued it because you really didn't desire it. And you really, I guess, didn't want it bad enough. So you never pursued it. I'll tell you the difference between people that live for God and those that don't live for God. You gotta want it. You gotta desire it. You gotta be looking after. I want it. I don't know how many we tried to calculate. In our ministry, we have prayed through over, not including crusades in the cornfields, Sister Howard and myself, and I think most of you'll understand what I'm saying when I say this. We have calculated possibly there has been close to 10,000 people that we have prayed through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Kids. Revive, and you know, you, how many knows what I'm talking, how we do it here? But I don't believe that my concept is not tainted in any way. I don't believe out of that many that all 10,000 people are serving God. I don't believe that. I mean, I like to believe it. And I'm hoping that the Holy Ghost will still convict them. From all the kids that have got Holy Ghost in camps and crusades and Sunday school stuff to youth to revivals to all these things. But I've come to realize that it's all a matter of where they're at. Oh, yes, they believe in God. Yes, they believe they can receive the Holy Ghost. But it's where they're at, when they're at the place of receiving, if they walk back out. The Bible says many of them receive the word with joy, and when they walk out, Satan snatches it away from them. And they say, well, I tried. It was good while I was there, but it's not working while I'm out here. Or if some receive it and the world has choked them off, the cares of this life. Or it's they just sit in the pew. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Sounds good, preacher. But it never happened for me. Eeyore. And then there's some that have good ground, and they plant it. The farmer sticks that seed in the ground. Going to come to pass. Looks like rain. Yeah. It's raining. Ha! There it is. There it is. Right there. Oh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. 2006 Ford. Uh-huh. F-250, uh-huh.
How am I going to pay for it? Well, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, I'm looking at my payment right now. Yeah, I can handle it. It's right there. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know my credit ain't good. But I know that, the realtor. Uh-huh. I know. Just work it out. You know, we can work it out. I know I can afford the house. That's right. It can happen. I know. Small business associate, yes. Uh-huh. How am I going to do it? Well, I see it right now. It's getting bigger, matter of fact. Huh? Yeah. Hello, baby. Uh-huh. We're going to get married. Don't worry, because I can see it happening right now. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Transportation to get to work. I'll be there. I'll work it all out. I can see it happening right now. What, sir? Yes. That promotion. Yes. I've been working on. Yes. Everything's going to be just fine, sir. Yes. Okay. Thank you. I see it happening for me right now. I've preached to you the word. Now either you can run out of here today and never open it up, or somebody can say, he's preaching to me today. And it's about time I open my concept up. It's about time I open up everything in my mind and say, let me read this thing here. Uh-huh. 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 Wow. He said, if I believe, trust, and obey, it shall come to pass. Oh. Want, desire, pursue. I read it. What do you want today? All right. You got it. That's simple. You're serving God. What do you want in life? Just serve God. Okay. Ride a bicycle to church. Want a car? What kind of car? You want a Honda Accord? That's easy. All right. What else you need? Where are you going when you get out of here? I don't think you're catching the concept here. Stand here and read the letter for a minute. Stay right there. Hold on. What do you want, brother? What do you want? He wants a church building. What's it look like? You want a big one? Why pray for a Honda Accord when you could get a Cadillac? Won't build. What's it look like? What's it look like inside? It's kind of like this. What color's the pews? The gray. What color's the carpet? Gray? Yeah. He likes gray. This ain't no Confederate thing here, is it? We are in February, you know. I'm from Oakland, brother. Gray. What's a pulpit look like? Kind of like this one? Why don't you just take this one? Take the gray pews and rip the carpet up. You know why he's saying that? Watch this concept. I want it kind of like this one, because he can see it. He sees it. I want this. What are you after?
Are you after this? Are you after? You ain't gonna get it looking down. You ain't gonna get it looking down. You're gonna keep it right in front of you. And it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. You hear me? It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Yea, one time. Yea, two times. Yea, three. It shall come to pass. You too. You're in trouble. Come on. I've seen you. I don't know who you are. Don't go too far. You might be next. Are you following me, church? Is that how you have to drag him? I'm Kelly Howard. What's your name? Eeyore. No, not right. Y'all go to church here? Visited first time. Second time. Yay, three time. Yay, four time. I stand right over there. You know, I scan the congregation, you know. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Get my radar on. Boom, you both stood out in front. I don't know if you come to church here or not. That's why I said. But I kept looking at you. Said, them, right there. Those people, get them. Sick them. You can't run fast enough, but... Because there's that guy right behind you. I got you. Uh-huh. Huh? You think you couldn't do it now, didn't you? What do you want? You're getting married. He's gonna give it to you because you're putting him first and you're looking for a fellowship. So you're looking, you're doing the Kirk Franklin, right? What you looking for? She found what she was looking for, and I know you did too. That's good. What's your future gonna be like? Can you see it? Just have fun. Yeah. Children, house, success. Are you looking for it? The minute you stop looking for it, you'll get your eyes off the path. You start going another way. Oh, if everyone could be in a position, God, you first. But as we live down here, I believe God wants us all. Family. Kiss it each, huh? Come, Papa. Mama, come. Come up here. Come up here. Niños. Andale, vámonos. Aquí. You know what I seen you doing yesterday? Driving a golf cart. Not a car. Everyone's trying to get you to learn how to drive a car. You know what I said? Put her in a golf cart. Let her learn how to drive in a golf cart. Not worried about a car, shifts and all those gears and everything. Somebody take her golfing. You all don't understand what's going on here. Where's your brother? In the kitchen. His family's always in the kitchen. When you get to heaven, they say, hey, where's he at? He's in the kitchen making the Lord's Supper.
We have pasta. Yeah. And the kids get pizzas up there. That's not angel food cake. Take her golfing. Take her out on a golf course. Even if you don't know how to golf, just pay the green fee. And you get in that golf cart, and you push that pedal down. Right? And then... Right? You're going to learn how to drive. You're going to get in a golf cart. You understand what I'm saying? Who's going to take her? Who's taking her? Y'all will. I didn't say a golf bus. I said a golf cart. She can't drive, bro. She's scared. She can't do it. Your business ain't going under. Look up, mama. Figure it out. Now, see, I appreciate what he's saying. I want God. I want to go all the way. He's got his mind up. But what I wanted to bring him down to look at the things right here. And I know his integrity is with God. Look here what you need. Look here what you need. Moses, what's in your hand? It's a rod. That's your concept. Throw it down. Huh. I didn't know I had that. Did you know that you have it in your hand? It's just your concept of it. Stay here. I'm coming back to you. You better figure out what you want because you're going to get it. Few more minutes. What you want, man? Come on. I'll come. I already knew it. That's why I preached to you today. You got the letter, but you're not reading it. Where you at right now? He just said, he at the bottom. He said, but I see myself on the front row. You can do it. I'm from the hood. I'm from Oakland. I was incarcerated. Dope. Didn't have nothing. 25 years. He talking, I want my own business. I want to serve the homeless. I want to get off the streets. I want to get my... Hey, let me just say something. When I was incarcerated being a heroin addict, I was not going to stay where I was. I was not going to live on the streets. I refused to be there. Look at where I am now. I'm on the top looking down. Pursue it. You know what you have right here? You have a body of believers that'll help you. All you got to do is show the desire and the want to. That's all you got to do. And they'll pick you up. How many will help this man find a job? Turn around. Look, 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 look. I want you to see. Who's going to help him get it together right now? Look at right here. Here's a card in your hand. It's already starting. You're going to look back to this saying, you know what? It was tough go first 2-3 weeks. But when I come back next year, Pastor Sonny's going to be handing him the microphone. I remember, but it came to pass. What kind of work you do? He's a cook by profession. There's some jobs for some cooks. There is. We need a barbecue for the church. He wants to cook for the people. He's getting vision. What am I trying to tell some of you? Amen. What do you want? What do you want? Mm-mm. She wants her own business. Someone always says, I want spiritually, I want to be on top. Let me tell you something. If you're not happy in your life down below, you ain't gonna be happy up here. We've done this before. You are my confirmation today for this message. The minute I seen her, I said, how's your business? Because I told her God wanted to help her with her business. You got to pursue it with passion. You got to pursue it. What kind of business is it? Decorating. What are you decorating? Parties. What's your van look like? It's white with flowers on the side. Cleaning Molly. What's your flyers look like? You see all them phone numbers in front of you? Those cards? Do you see those new track homes that are being built? Do you see some of the young people in the church helping you passing out flyers? Yours. I promise you, in a year and a half, y'all are invited to my dedication. And if you come to the church, that building's going to look just like this one. I wish I had time for everybody. Step forward. I went to your restaurant. I took pictures. I took pictures of the restaurant. And tonight, when you come, I want pictures of the whole family. Right? Why? I want a picture of everybody. Why? Because I went back home and I sat in an Italian restaurant. And I said, this is like Joe's restaurant. And they're Catholic. And then I heard they've been doing Bible studies before work opens at 5. I asked them, would you mind if I came to the Bible study? No, that's okay. I started talking to the lady. She's from New York. When I got here, I took pictures of your restaurant. I took pictures in the kitchen. I took pictures. I want pictures with the family. I'm going to take it back because in my mind, I see my Joe in my town. In my Italian restaurant, and I see them standing in church with their hands raised. And it all started through your despair and struggle. You're gonna win another family. Long distance. And you drive the golf cart to Austin and you can see it. Go 95. I'm going to. Yes. Chihuahua.
This is long, but it's right. Some of you are going to walk out the door as you're walking out right now. Some of you tuned out, checked out, bye-bye. But someone's going to walk up here, and they're going to get it and say, that's mine. We will buy our own house by the grace. God's going to help. God does not want you to live on Poverty Row. God does not want you to be scraping up and looking down. It's about time you get on top of this thing. Step in these altars, those that want something from God today. It's 10 after 12. 10 after 12. Don't pray yet. Don't pray yet. Don't pray yet. Don't pray yet. What you want, Mama? One graduate from college. Do you know there's a lady in my church, a girl? She come up the rough side of the mountain. She's a black girl. Struggling. You know what? This is her last year of college. She's going to have a doctorate. She's going to be a lawyer. She's already got her job. And she's seen it. And she pursued it. And she said, if nobody else is going to get it done, I'm going to do it. Scripture says this. I can do all things through Christ. But some of us are just saying, Christ, I can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can get it. You can make it happen. You can drive. I know you can drive. Matter of fact, I feel like teaching you how to drive right after church. Women and children out of the parking lot. What do you want? What do you want? You're going to be a school teacher. It's going to happen. Because where your passion is, that's where you're going to go. David had passion for what he wanted. If you don't want it bad enough, you ain't going to get it. And that word asking has the connotation of I want it. Knock. Seek. Find. But you've got to stop long enough. And not just say, I want to be saved. I'm going to heaven. No. I'm going to put it out there, and I'm going to read it every day. I'm going to have my business. I'm going to have my church. I'm going to have it all together. Whatever it is that you're wanting and pursuing, I'm just letting you know God is telling you to pursue it today. Not just your marriage. But whatever it is, do not let in-laws, outlaws, friends, cousins, anybody tell you no. You two become one and you're saying, come on, we going for it. And when they look at you, they're going to say, how did you do it? I could do all things through Christ.
Oh, yes.
Guess what, church? Yeah. I was going to wear them today. To read, because things are starting to get a little bit out of focus. I got me a new Bible. Look at that brand new Bible. I got the big letter edition. You can almost read those words from there, huh? Brand new Bible. Went to the thrift store, got it $9.99. Look like it never been used. Look at that. Never been used. Nobody ever used it. Nobody ever turned the pages in it. I seen that. I told one of my ministers at the church, I just got me a new Bible. He said, let me see it. He opened it up and it said, to Jamie Amy from Grandma. 1987. He said, I thought you got a new Bible. I said, I did. You see, it used to belong to someone else, and they never used it. my God, I feel like I'm in second grade again.